Our first guest on High Velocity this morning is a CPA by trade and currently the executive director of the Cobb County Medical Society. So welcome to the show, Joanne Thurston.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about the Cobb County Medical Society. What's that all about?
Well, the Cobb County Medical Society is an association of physicians in Cobb County. It was established in 1905. So it's got a long history in Cobb. It was started by a group of physicians who saw the need to get together and establish a motto of helping the community with more or less community health. In 1950, they established Kennestone Hospital. In 1968, they helped establish Cobb General Hospital. So they've always been active in the community. In 1920, they advocated extensive typhoid inoculation and education. So they've always been out there in the community. Lately, two of the things they've done that I've been real proud of is in 2005, they helped establish the Good Samaritan Health Center of Cobb, which is a nonprofit clinic for people that are 200% or below the poverty level and have no insurance of any kind. In 2007, they helped establish Bartow Health Access, which is also a health clinic for people 200% or below the poverty level and no insurance of any kind. Last year, within these two clinics, over $4 million of health care services were rendered to those patients.
Wow. So what does an executive director do in all this?
Stay busy.
I'll bet. So what is your job in all this?
My job is help and direct. Physicians are
busy.
Very busy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They're very busy. And I will tell you a little story about being a CPA. I had a fairly large CPA practice back in the 80s. In Cobb County, and I had a rule that I didn't take doctors as clients.
Oh, really?
And so...
No, well, wait a minute, but what prompted that rule? I got to know.
Well, their attention span is not very long.
We're winning some hearts and minds out in the medical community right now, aren't we?
We are, and they just have a lot more needs than a small CPA practice could offer. So in 2000, the Cobb Medical Society lost their director, and several of my friends who are physicians came to me and said, we need somebody to organize us. Will you organize us? And I said, you want me to organize you? Well, I decided to take the challenge and start organizing them. And what I've found out a lot about physicians since then. The reason their attention span is not very long is they're trained to read a chart. Mm. So their mind is specifically on that chart at that time, and nothing else enters it. So if I have to get to them, I have the time that it takes them to read the chart to get their attention. They're a very giving group of individuals. A lot of people think doctors go into business because they're rich. They want to be rich, but I don't know of any physician that said, I'm going to medical school to make a lot of money. There's easier ways to make money,
right?
And they're very smart men and women. So, they go to medical school because they want to help their fellow man, and that's what they're mostly interested in.
You know, I know a lot of doctors that make a nice living and pay the mortgage, but they're not really that wealthy. They really do it for giving back and serving.
They are. The family practice physician right now, in order to break even, needs to see 48 patients a day.
Whoa! I had no idea the number was. How many patients do you think you and I see a day, Todd? Like one every two?
I see you, so that's all I can handle.
Wow.
48. How can you serve those people very well?
Fast.
Well.
And that's part of what they don't like because they don't get to spend the time that they would like to with their patients.
Yeah.
But that's just a break even. That's not making money.
Man, that sounds like work.
It is work. And
now, is that per practice or is that an independent? Like my primary care physician's in a Wellstar clinic.
He has to see 48 patients.
Okay,
a day,
so it's consistent across the entire spectrum.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good average, and that's not taken in count. They got to do the notes afterwards and do the dictations and things like that.
All right, so you're corralling, you're herding all these cats, and not only helping them organize their lives, but helping them all get their arms around giving back. And all. So tell us more.
Well, and they do want to give back. Yeah. They just don't have the way to organize it and get it done. And that's what I do for them. I find programs or things they can do, and we take it to our board, and our board says, yeah, that sounds good, and we get it done. I'll give you another example of something we've done that I'm pretty proud of for them is, remember when Katrina happened? Everybody remembers that. They evacuated all the hospital patients from New Orleans to Cobb County.
And I did not realize that.
They did. They brought them in to Dobbins on planes. Huh. And so the doctors, they had to call around and get doctors to come meet the planes. It was a good thing I had a lot of cell phone numbers. But after that, I thought, I don't want us to be caught in this situation ever again. So we started the disaster team, we first called it. We called it where it's now the Medical Reserve Corps. And we've met monthly for about 2 years. Now we're going to quarterly meetings. We have a representative from every specialty that comes to these meetings. And last month, we put together a 50-bed mobile hospital out in the parking lot of the fairgrounds.
How cool is that?
All the way from air conditioning, lights, beds, so that if you live in Cobb County, our doctors are going to be prepared if something happens.
Wow.
So cool. The doctors have stepped up to the plate with this. Like I say, to have them meet monthly is quite extraordinary, but they've been a really good group of individuals.
Have you found some ways to turn around and do some, at least some little things for them? I mean, I don't know, give them an opportunity to socialize or, I don't know, get better prices on Braves tickets or something. I mean, is there something you can do for a group like that?
Well, we do have four general membership meetings a year.
Uh-huh.
And the last one is purely social except for election of officers. That comes in November. But we have meetings that we bring in guest speakers. We've brought in, when he was governor, Roy Barnes, Saxby Chambliss, Johnny Isaacson. We've had the AMA president, the Georgia Chamber president, George Israel, Randy Martin.
Wow, everybody but Todd Schnick.
Hey, we can get that.
She's not
I don't know if you
yet.
Can get Todd or not.
She didn't go down the list all the way.
She didn't get we've even used a couple of our own physicians. Dr. Kevin Ault is a physician at Cobb County, and he is heading up the HPV virus for Emory University. So he comes and tells our doctors about that. And Dr. Mark McLaughlin does the CyberKnife, and so he did a whole program on CyberKnife. So
do I look like I don't know what you're talking about?
He does.
CyberKnife.
I'm not acting. I have no idea.
You know what CyberKnife is? It's where they use computer technology to get rid of tumors.
Wow.
So
they have this internal, you know, if this is my specialty, then you've built them a platform to educate each other and help each other.
Right. And I'll go back to like the HPV vaccine. I thought we'd have a lot of OBGYNs at this meeting. We had a lot of dermatologists because the OBGYNs got the training on it because that's where the vaccine goes. But there's other aspects of HPV because it's a herpes virus that the dermatologists were looking at. And nobody went to them to train them. So we bring everybody together. You can sit at a table with people you might see in the hospital, but that you need to talk to.
Yeah.
One of the other things we did last year, and I can talk, I am so proud of my doctor.
Well, it's one of the things that I love about doing this show, because I don't know when we've ever had someone come on the show, Todd, that wasn't passionate about what they're doing. And I don't care if it's tiddlywinks, and this is certainly more important than tiddlywinks. I love to visit with people that have so much passion around it. I mean, it just comes through in spades how passionate you are about this. About this work. So, no, don't let me stop you. Tell your story.
That's all right. Last year, we took 100 doctors to Washington. I asked them to wear their scrubs and white coats. We flew up on the 6:30 a.m. flight and came back at 10 o'clock that night. We visited with 20 legislators up there, both Democrats and Republicans, anybody that would talk to us. We had people stopping us on the street, thanking the doctors for coming. And to see the doctors that active, and they really enjoyed themselves, to be able to educate the legislators about what they do and how health care laws impact them.
What does the doctors in your society, what is their opinion in general over this health care reform?
We have, of course, differencing opinions,
sure.
But it's not going to help the people they think it's going to help. Actually, in our two clinics that we help run, it will not help the first person. So the need is still out there. And what they wanted to explain that most people don't understand is, they think, well, we're just going to cut the doctor's reimbursement and that's going to solve everything and health care rates are going to go down. But doctors don't set their reimbursement rates. When you go to the doctor and it says your bill's $400, that's not what the doctor gets. When a doctor signs a contract with an insurance company, he knows that he's going to get between 42% and 44% of what the insurance company tells him he's going to charge the patient.
Ouch. I didn't realize that.
Right. When you get your EOB, do you know what an EOB is?
Stone doesn't.
Of course. You know what? I actually do, because we had Cindy Holtzman in here, healthcare advocate, estimation of benefits.
Right.
Wow. Watch my smoke.
You
impressive.
Do that.
When you,
now, I don't know what it is. I just remember that phrase.
That's fine. You get it. After you go to the doctor, you'll get an EOB from your insurance company, and it'll say, example, the cost was $100. We paid your doctor $44, so therefore we saved you $66. Well, they didn't save you $66 because the doctor never was going to get that difference anyway. It makes you feel good that you paid your insurance and that they saved you $66.
Right.
But also, if a doctor takes Medicare, by law, they're not allowed to see a patient for free. And so that...
Do you hear that pause, audience? It's not because we... yes, it is. It's because we don't know what to say to that. Wow.
The way the Medicaid contract reads is they are not allowed to charge Medicare any more than they charge the least person that they see for the same procedure. So, therefore, they can't see a patient for free.
Otherwise, they shoot themselves in the eye.
Then they can't charge Medicare.
So,
the doctors needed a way to help these patients they really want to help that doesn't have Medicaid or Medicare or anything else. I was just telling them, our clinic in Cartersville, the first week we were open, a lady came in with a tumor so large in her colon that she couldn't sit down. She was actually laying in the back seat of her car. She was living on $212 a month, and she couldn't go to the hospital, to the emergency room, because it wasn't an emergency.
Let's talk about, you mentioned two clinics earlier in the show where you had and correct me if I have this, if I recall this wrong, but you gave out $4 million worth of services. Now, did you have to raise that money, or was that the value of the services that were given to the to that community?
That's the value of the services. We could never raise that kind of money.
Well, you did mention before the show started that you had just come off a successful online or radio fundraising. Do you need to raise money, and how are some ways the community can help you do that?
Both these clinics, Good Samaritan in Cobb and Bartow Health Access in Cartersville, both need money because there's things that we can't get for free. We have to have staff. We have to have supplies. So there are things that we need to support the program. In Cartersville last year, our budget was $200,000, and we actually provided 3,465 patient visits with $1.6 million worth of healthcare.
How about that? How's that for return on investment, huh?
That's a big return.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have done it if the doctors hadn't agreed to see these people, sometimes for free, sometimes at really low amounts.
So how do you raise the money, and how can the community help you raise that?
They can make donations both online to Good Samaritan Health Center of Cobb, which is www.goodsamhc.org, or at bartowhealthaccess.org. Both these clinics operate. They're nonprofits, so you get a tax deduction for your services.
Todd, we need to get these links up on the site, both when we post this interview and maybe on the Making a Difference section of our site. But if we can get some links up where people could go there, click on it, go straight there and give money, right?
Well, yes, they could.
Okay, we'll get that done. Absolutely.
And these really help the people that that have no other way to get health care. They're trying to keep them out of the ER. But more than that, they're trying to get them healthy so that a lot of these people are without a job. I know in Bartow, it's the highest unemployment rate of the metro area. So we want them healthy so when jobs come back, that they can go get a job.
They can actually go do it. Speaking of jobs, this is not the only thing you've got going. You run a successful CPA firm as well?
I do have a CPA practice.
How do you keep all those balls in the air?
Actually, that keeps me sane. I'm a numbers person, and so I enjoy my CPA practice. As you can tell, I do a lot with nonprofits.
Boy, do you ever.
I like to help nonprofits because they're helping the community. And so it's CPAs are not supposed to specialize, but we tend to do things in one area, and my area happens to be nonprofits.
So. Oh, really? So it's sort of evolved into serving nonprofits.
It's evolved into serving nonprofits.
And Lord, I mean, yes. I certainly wouldn't know the details, but I would think that there are issues and considerations that are very specific to a nonprofit organization when it comes to CPA work. Yeah?
Oh, there is. Because there's different kinds of nonprofits. There's organizations, associations, charities, even healthcare centers have their own little.
How about consulting firms that aren't making any money? Would that qualify? Todd and I work with them all the time.
Okay. Hey, I have a few of those too, okay?
Right.
I do like my accounting, and the medical society has evolved, but I keep going back to my accounting just so it keeps me happy, I guess. Well, but the medical society keeps me happy too, because I like to see the doctors do what they do best, and that's help patients.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can see a Cobb Medical Society radio show in your future, because these are usually 12 to 15 minute interviews. We've gone 24 minutes, and I'm not done yet. I got other stuff I want to ask you.
Okay.
I could just see you hosting a Cobb Medical Society radio show.
I could even bring some of my doctors.
Wouldn't that be a cool show?
We could do that.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'd see our producers grinning ear to ear, because the first step in that is you write him a check, right? But he's going to cut you a deal because he's made of money. He's rolling in it.
Oh, okay.
But there are a couple of things that I want to ask you. One, aside from we're going to post links on all of our venues on the iTunes and on our website and all that stuff. But if people are interested in learning more about Cobb County Medical Society, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you or learn more about it, websites, phone numbers, that kind of stuff?
Well, one of the first things we did was put up a website, and it's called Cobb, C-O-B-B, doctors, D-O-C-T-O-R-S, .org. And you can go on that. You can email me from there. You can look up a doctor. If you have a need, you can look up the doctor by his name, his specialty, or even put in your zip code and find one closest to you.
By going to this Cobb Medical Society.
And let me tell you about our doctors. In order to be a member of the Cobb County Medical Society, you have to be an MD or a DO. You have to be licensed to practice in the state of Georgia and have no convictions. Not judge guilty of a crime involving moral turpitude.
I'm out.
Okay?
Oh, well.
And you have to have two references from current members. So it's a good list, and I would encourage the public to go there if you need a doctor and look them up. You can find out what school they went to, what their office address is, if they have more than one, or a link to their own website. It's
right.
All from this one. So.
Oh, that's great. I like that. And so, and nonprofits, everybody in this county probably already knows who you are, but just in case, nonprofits that might want to learn more about your services, your CPA services, how do they get in touch with
you? They can get in touch with me at joanne@jmthurston.com.
All right. That is cool. Well, listen, before we let you go, we have a little tradition here on the High Velocity Radio Show. We like to ask each guest, if they would, to share a mistake that they've made at some point in their career, and really, more importantly, what they feel like they learned from it. Could we get you to do that for us?
A mistake I made was thinking that I could make my own plans, and I didn't have to ask God for guidance. Mm. And sometimes he teaches you the hard way. you have to have that direct. His plan is the best plan, even though I thought mine was. So I can't fix everything. I have to lean on him. And that was my mistake.
Well, his plan is obviously working now, it seems like.
I'm trying to listen to him.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show. And all kidding aside, we'd love to have you come back, and would be great if you could bring a doctor or two with you. I think it would be a marvelous conversation.
We could do that.
All right. Well, we'll make that happen. Can you hang out with us for a little while we visit with our next guest?
I sure can.
Terrific.
Thanks.